Blog Talk Radio.
Save you before, run up the wicked.
Hallelujah. Praise our Yah. So to our Yah for once again bringing me here. At the door of your Sabbath, Father. At the door of your Sabbath, we about maybe an hour and a half for the Sabbath door to be open. And for all those take rest in her, enjoy. Take your shalom for that 24 hours. Well, I'm your brother Ariel. Had a 6-week layoff as our brother Yariel brought forth his word that Abba gave him. Beautiful word. Prayfully, everybody listen to it. Prayfully, if you didn't hear it, go back because they are very important lessons that Abba is giving the brothers. They are very, especially for this day and time. The lessons are very important. All the lessons are important, no matter what time. But today, in these times that we are in now, Yah is gathering. The restoration of Yisrael is happening on that sixth day. Yah is gathering his people. But if hopefully I sound good and somebody and clear, if any of the brothers or sisters that's online can shoot me a text and let me know that I'm sounding okay. And we here at Ibrit Culture. That is the name of this program that Abba gave. It is Ibrit, which is also better known as to most as Hebrew culture. But we went all the way back to what it was originally said that Abba called it, Ibrit Culture. So that's where we're going. We're going back to our culture. We restoring what thus saith Yahweh, not what thus saith King James, not what thus saith Wyclef. We went through, and we also go on just a brief recap of what we've been through in 6 weeks. I know 6 weeks is a long time ago for to pick back up from where we left off, because that's what we're doing. We're going to pick back up from where we left off. We're going to continue. Last time it was the restoration of the names. This time it's the restoration of the people, restoring Yisrael. Restoring Yisrael. I mean, it's beautiful how Yahweh gave it to me. It's beautiful how he gave it to me. Beautiful. I mean, just in a few minutes ago, for real. I mean, I had thoughts. But how? You know, it ain't until you sit down and you really put away everything, put away all the thoughts, and put away this world, and you connect with Abba till you really start to see the bigger picture. And actually, because I wrestled with it for all 6 weeks, I'm thinking, whenever I got to teach, I'm always thinking about when I got to teach and what I got to teach. I may not actually sit down and start writing, but I'm thinking about it. I'm contemplating what I got to do and trying to hear in any little thing that Abba may say. But let me open up with a prayer, family, first, before we get into the word. Let me open up. Hallelujah. Toda Abba Yah. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you for your son, El Melech, Yahushua Ahad, Yahushua HaMashiach, that is King, Messiah, Yahushua, for those who don't know the Hebrew or the Hebrew. We will go back and forth. But Abba, thank you for allowing him to lay his life down for us. But he didn't lay it down for just to be laying it down, Father. He didn't lay it down so we can live any old way that we want to live, Father. So when we step out of line, we go to the left, we go to the right, we thank you for your loving commitment, for your mercy, that you chastise us, Father, and you bring us back in right standing with you, Father. We don't want to be in right standing with the world, Father, for the world has a whole lot to offer, but at the same time, nothing to offer us, Father. Nothing, if you understand what I mean. It has absolutely nothing to offer. And you know one of my old sayings, what I always say, if you don't have a heaven or hell to put me in, why should I worry about that? Pray everybody come to that understanding when the world is coming against you. For we know all the world come against us, Father. If we stand up in faith and in belief in you, Father, you will fight our battle, Father. So we want to pray for the elderly, Father, our elders, Father, that is sick and shut in, Father, and even if they're not sick and shut in, if they bother in any way, Father, comfort them. The Amos, Father, the mothers, Father, comfort them, Father. For we know it's not an easy job for the Amos, Father. One of the most hardest jobs is to be an Amos in the true sense of the word, Amos, Father. That's one of the most hardest jobs. So comfort them, Father. Give them strength. The strength of the boy, Father. The strength of the virtuous woman, Father. And the love of Yahushua HaMashiach. For the Yaladi, Father, for the children, Father, watch over them, Father, as this world tried to get them, Father, tried to lure them with their wiles, Father. Even for those who stepped out, Father, I know your hand is still there. We pray and we thank you for that, Father. They think they may have stepped out, Father. They think they may have stepped away, Father, and you may allow the world to beat them, to chastise them, Father, so they can look back and cry, Abba. As that prodigal son, Father. We are their prodigal daughters too. So if they brought up in your ways, Father, you said in your word, that they shall return, Father. So we're going to hold you for your word, Father. Your word said it, if they was brought up in this way, that they shall return, Father. So we thank you for that, Father. We also want to thank you, Father, and pray for the Kohanim, Father. For we know the burden that's on them, Father. It may not be heavy, Father, but it's a burden. It is the world that's coming against them. Every single individual, every single thing in this world comes against them, Father. Why? Because Satan deems it so, Father. Sometimes we step out of line and we need to be chastised, Father. We need to be shown that. Get back in line, Ariel. Get back in line. So we thank you, Father, for your loving commitment, for your mercy, Father, because it's only mercy, because we don't have to be here. Smash us like the clay if you want, and we will be no more. But your loving commitment, Father, we thank you for that. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. I must be sounding okay. I didn't get no text yet, so I'm going to go ahead on with the lesson, and it's a very interesting, and it's the introduction, actually. It's the introduction to what we're going to be getting into, the restoration of the people, you know. And me and Yaqiel, brother, Rabbi, was talking earlier this week, matter of fact, about a dream that I had. And I shared a dream at another time, but not now, and I'm not going to share it. But the dream also helped me to see what direction does Yahweh want me to go in. So I thank him for that. And we was talking about the only people in this world, and it's been said many a times, that Hallel, Hasatan, Satan, is afraid of, is an Ibrit Yisraeli of Yah. I'm going to end it with that, because every Ibrit Yisraeli is not of Yah. Some of them, as I just read in Romans 11, I was going to bring that out today, but I'm not going to bring that out today. I was going to add it in the lesson, but I'm not, but I will say it now. Some were blinded. Some was given a stubborn heart so they won't see. But it said early in the earlier part of the verse, if you start from one, always read the whole chapter in your spare time. But it talks about there is a chosen one. There is an elect that Yahweh is dealing with now. And that's why you will hear Brother Yaqiel and other brothers say the Ibrit Yisraeli of Yah. Because Yah is not dealing with all Israel right now, but only that particular few. They may be Israel, but Yah is not dealing with them. They are only by name. They only, matter of fact, they only can claim descendants. And they, okay, you want to claim you're a true descendant of Israel? Okay, you very well may be. But the difference is Yah's spirit dealing with you. And that's what you find and see in the world that's happening. Yah's spirit is not dealing with a lot of these brothers and sisters that's rising up, claiming to be or reclaiming their heritage, Yisraeli, Yisrael. Their spirit. Not saying Yah's spirit is not going to deal with them, but Yah knows that individual deep down heart. And not saying that his spirit didn't even try. But some of them, like the scripture just said, we just talked about in Romans, they just are blinded. They just have stubborn hearts. They have a stony heart. So Yah said he'd give them up to a reprobate mind. You want to believe a lie? I'll allow you to believe a lie. And this is Yisrael. This is Israel. So the thought that Abba has been giving me for this lesson, it goes along with that. Because just like Yisrael, Ibrit Yisrael of Yah is rising up in he and his spirit, the world knows who Yisrael is. The world knows that. And if the world knows who Yisrael is, Hasatan, Halal, Satan knows who Yisrael is. Israel. For those who don't know, Israel. So it's been a plan put into action for thousands of years. For thousands of years. And there are so many players have taken part in this plan. And it ain't like the plan started 3,000 years ago. The plan, and it started longer than that, the destruction of mankind. But once Adam fell, Yahweh still had a backup plan, which it was always Yahweh's intent to have this one line of people that he's going to give his unadulterated word to, and this unadulterated, these people with his unadulterated word, they will be able to bring salvation to the world. So that was Halal thinking that he had Adam to fall, not knowing Yahweh's true plan, not knowing Yahweh's grand scheme, that he tricked them. And now I'm just talking, now we can get into that at another time. If you really want me to break that all the way down, shoot me a text. Ask a question. Ask one of the Kohanim, and they will break that all the way down for you. But the grand scheme is for this line of people to bring salvation to the world. It's a line. It's one line. It's one line. And it doesn't go to the left or to the right. It stays on that one line. Stays on that one line. And here lately in our congregation here in Baltimore, Maryland, at Bet Yahweh, we've been going through a lot of the genealogies lately because we've been going through the whole Torah. And you have to ask the question, why do we have to keep reading about this person belong to that person and that person belong to this person? This person is the son of this person. This person is the son of that person. And this is his father and his father and the lines. Why we got to worry about these genealogies? Why is that so important to you, Father? Because it's in your word a lot. It's in your word a lot because it's a line of people. It's a line that Yahweh is dealing with. That's why it's in there. It's a line. And the line is waking up. And maybe some of the line is going to the left, some of the line is going to the right. Halal, Satan, no. If I can blur that line, I can have as much mankind. Because let's get this one thing straight. He know he's not winning. That's not Satan's job. That's not his job to go and win the battle against Yahweh. His job is to take as many of Yahweh creation with him to see, Father, they don't deserve your love. They don't deserve a second chance. So I'm going to take as many as them with me as I can. But Yahweh gave, he set up a line. He set up genealogies so we can study these genealogies. We can look back where this person came from, where this line came from, where that line came from. So that's what we're going to be dealing with these next 6 weeks. We're going to be dealing with why are there so many different translations like we just came out. What is the reason for all these different translations? And why is the people of Yisrael in such a disarray? Why are they in such a disarray? Why don't they know who they are? Why is they waking up to so many different doctrines? Got to open the scripture, though, friend. Hopefully I can get through this tonight because we're going to be doing a lot of reading. You know, it's like a movie. You know how you get this part first. You get a part of the story, and then they go take you back to the beginning to show you what happened. And that's somewhat what we'll be going through tonight. Just like a movie. Show you how this came about. Why are the people in such a disarray today? And this will be last time my opening scripture for every time was Jeremiah 6:16. You know, ask for the old past. That was it. Jeremiah, that is Jeremiah 6:16. But this will be the opening verses for this one. Because this is the thought that I will want to keep in the forefront of our minds with this 6 weeks. In the forefront of our minds. And we in Tehillim, Psalms 83, 1 through 4, we heard this many a times. But if you can really understand the depth of what these verses are saying, it's just not reading it. It's like if you can see the depth, the damage that have been done to Yisrael, just in these four verses alone. But if you have a inkling or a clue that who is Yisrael today, you can see it. The damage that was done, but was foretold thousands of years ago about these people. And that was the plan I was talking about earlier, that they planned maybe about 3,000 to 4,000 years ago, started, and it have not stopped since. This plan started 3,000 to 4,000 years ago with these people. Maybe 5, if I go all the way back to Mount Sinai, when Yahweh first gave them the Torah. When he first gave them that, it was a plan started. It was whisperings going around. It was meetings taking place about these people. Meetings in high places and meetings in low places. Either have an ear, let them hear. Here we go, Psalms 83:1. Yah, don't keep silent. Don't keep silent and don't be still. For behold, your enemies are stirred up. Those who hate you have lifted up their heads. They have conspired with cunning against your people. They plot against your cherished ones. Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation, that the name of Yisrael may be remembered no more. And you can finish reading that out. It's going to tell you about all the nations. And there's so many nations. It's all the nations that is coming together to to blot out the name of Yisra'el. Let us keep them from becoming a nation. And what makes a nation? What makes a nation but its laws, its commandments, what governs it? Look at Israel. Look at Israel today, if you know who Israel are. By the time we finish this 6 week, Yahweh will show you who Israel is. Even those who were grafted in, the Gentiles who became Israel. But look at them. And look at the damage that this council have taken together. Look at it, what it's done. Because if you go to Psalms 1, it talks about they have taken crafty counsel against your people, against your hitting ones. You know, this is not just a word for me to read tonight. It is something for us to think upon, consider, and look at our people. Look at Israel. Because if you take away the laws of a nation, you have confusion. You take away what makes them a nation, you have confusion. And Hallel knows that. Every time I say Hallel, I'm talking about the devil, Satan. That is his name. That is the name that he was given in the heavens. He knows that. So this plan has been in working and is doing well. I don't want to give it up because Abba controls that too. Abba controls that too. Yah controls that too. So let's move on to Matityahu, chapter 28. Because we're going somewhere, family. We're going somewhere, so I have to build the introduction first. I have to build it. I have to build it the way Abba gave it to me. We're going somewhere. The first thing we was introduced to, there's somebody taking counsel. There's somebody that's been working for thousands of years to keep a people blinded, to keep a people confused, so they won't become a nation. So they, again, how you become a nation, you have laws. You can be anything in this world. Every organization has laws, has rules. Every organization. And I remember we had a little, I wouldn't call it a gang. We had a little clubhouse in somebody's basement. We had rules in the clubhouse as kids. As kids, we had rules. Somebody, and it ain't about the rest of the world, because it's a certain rules. It's a certain command. It's a only one Torah. It's only one way. So, and if he can mess up this one way or confuse this one way, I got him. They'd never become a nation. See, and that's one thing. Israel is worried about this camp, that camp, and what I'm doing over here. It got to come a nation. Yahweh didn't make camps. He did not make congregations. He made a nation. He brought a nation together and gave a nation laws, statutes, and judgments. It's about a nation. It's not about your congregation, but it's a spirit. It's somebody who has to spirit. It's somebody who has to guide them. It's somebody who has to lead. It is an order. Foolishness of man. Foolishness of these people thinking because of your congregation, you ain't at my congregation, you ain't in the truth. The dumbness of men, not understanding the word of Yahweh, The word of Yahweh doesn't talk about your congregation. It talks about a nation. Satan understands it. The Hallel understands about the nation. Yahusha didn't just die for your congregation. He died for the nation of Yisrael and for all those who want to take hold of it. And for the most part, I ain't even got to go there because you know how our people, no, he died for Adam. Most of them don't even understand that. They don't even understand that. So I ain't got to bring it up. But we in Matityahu, that is Matthew, for those who don't know, 28:18. Remember where we're going. Remember where we started at. And Yahusha came to them and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority has been given to Yahusha in heaven and on earth. All, if you believe it, all authority has been given to him. But here's what I know, what came to mind as I was reading this earlier. And in a quote that, and it's a script, it's scripture, it's word. But this what came after that scripture came to me. For we wrestle not against. Get out of here, Hasatan. He's trying to block the waves. He's trying to block the waves. He know what I'm about to say. He's trying to block it. But we wrestle not against flesh, but against principalities, wickedness in high places. In one another place, Satan is the prince of the air, the power of the air. In other words, the power that we don't see in the airways. But what came to mind as I was reading the scripture when Yahushua said to his Talmudim, because that's what he was talking to, his apostles, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. So that means, Hasatan, you may be the prince of the power of the air, but Yahushua is the king of the air. And he rules over you. He is the king of the air. You may be the prince of the air, but he is the Malek of the air. And he rules over you. But I have to believe that. And those who follow Yahushua HaMashiach, he may be the prince of the air. Yahushua told his Talmudim that I have all authority now in heaven and on earth. That means in the spiritual and in the physical, I have all power and authority. And everything is subject to me. Hallel knows that. Hallel, Satan knows that. So we got to go back to Tehillim 83. I got to keep them coming, a nation. Because if they ever realize what power they have, matter of fact, let's keep reading. Let's keep reading for what Yahushua said that we have. Let's go to Lucas. Luke 9, starting at verse 1. Called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over demons and to curse, to cure diseases. What? But if he gave it to them, he also gave it to us. And if he just said, I have power over all the heavens and all the earth, but now what are you doing with that power? I'm going to give it to you. Now you got power over Hasatan. You got power over Satan. You got power over Hallel. You can cure diseases. Something is lacking, Yisrael. Something is lacking. We ain't curing diseases. Something is lacking. Faith is lacking. Yisrael, I'm stepping on my own toes too. Don't think I'm exempt from Yahweh's word. Don't think those readers of Yahweh's word, those Kohanim, when they standing in that pulpit, that they are exempt from his word. They step on their own toes all the time. But Yahweh said, you're going to speak it. If you're doing right or not, you're going to speak it. Step on your own toes. Get yourself straight. But Yahushua said something. See, Hallel, no, remember, we going somewhere. We going somewhere. Let me read it again. And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He gave them power to do that. And remember, we can go back into Brother Yehochanan. I believe it's around chapter 17 when Yahushua said that I not only pray for them here, he's talking about his 12 Talmudims, but I pray for those who come after them. So if you believe you're in that line after the Talmudim, after those chosen ones, you got power. You have authority. You can cure diseases once you get your faith right. That's if you believe. If you believe, let's keep going. Let's go to Lucas 10, 17. Starting at verse 17, Luke, the book of Luke, family. Let's read what's going on. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Adonai, or Master, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Remember that right there, little sidebar, you better go in the power of Yahushua. The spirit of Yahushua better be living in you. But hold on. That right there, we go in the power of Yahushua. But how many believe we can transcend that? And understand what I'm saying. Understand what I'm saying. No, we can't transcend. No, we can't be greater than Yahushua. We understand that. We know that. But we can be living in such a way with Abba that our name will carry just as much weight as Yahushua HaMashiach. Oh, Lord, Brother Ariel, you talking crazy now. You done jumped off the boat. You had me at first. Now you done talk crazy. Hold up. Let's do this. Let's see what the scriptures say. Eliyahu reigned. Did he say in Yahushua's name or in Yahweh's name? But did he say, according to my word, there shall be no rain in 3 years? Understand where you can go with your relationship with Abba once you remove the disbelief. Once you remove that. When the vagabond Yahudis in the book of Acts try to cast out a demon, they didn't just say, well, you know what? Yahusha, I know. They said, Shaul, I know too. Wow, why you got Yahushua, I know. You didn't came in the name of Yahushua, so that's all I need to know. But Shaul had a relationship with Abba. So he came to a place where his name was carrying weight. His relationship was carrying weight. So it's like everybody's name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but his name, you know, let me highlight his name. His name highlighted. We talked about that last week. Matter of fact, Brother Yaakov asked the question about Yehochanan. You know, and Yehochanan had a special and different spirit on it. It's almost like his name was highlighted in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know, with a star beside. You know, when you do good, that and back in the day, and that teacher put that star on your paper, like, bam, or that smiley face. I'd rather give me the smiley face. She put that smiley face on your paper. That's beside their name, that smiley face. Why? Because they reached the level in relationship where as though nothing was withheld from them. Read about Shaul's life. Man got so he said that I knew a man caught up in the third heaven. He's talking about himself. But he was humble. Go back around, even Moshe, go back. And the special men who had that smiley face beside them. They had a smiley face. So understand what I'm saying. No, the servant is not greater. We understand that. And sometimes you're going to have to explain it so the person who has the doubt and has the naysayer, so they can understand. But let me go back. Let me finish reading this. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Adonai, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan having fallen like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will in any way hurt you. Nevertheless, don't rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your name is written in the Shamayim, the heavens. Yeah, so like that, that's no big deal. I mean, that's small potatoes, man. The demons, I told you, I have all authority and power in heaven. That's small potatoes. That's nothing. They fear me. You saw what happened when I came off the boat. Demons run up to me, scared to death, asking me, am I here to torment them? Yeah, they know. They know what's going on. I just got to pull the shades off of your eyes, take the blinders off your eyes, open up your spirituality a little more so you can know. But you have to believe. But they know. You ain't here to torment us yet, begging and pleading. I was like, no, go, you know what, go ahead. Y'all go open the smile. Y'all go ahead. Y'all can do that. But they know. But it's a place when we get in that Lamb's Book of Life, we want that name highlighted. We want a smiley face beside it. We want a smiley face. I do. I want that. I don't know about the other brothers and sisters, but I want that. And Yahweh deals with me accordingly. Deals with me. So, family, we went to these scriptures. We started off with the thought that for thousands of years there has been an attack on a group of people. When the world look at it, they may say the whole world is on it. No. We talking about that's something in the spiritual and something in the physical. There has been an attack on these people. Why? Because these people have authority over demons. They have authority. They have authority to cure diseases. They have power. They can get so where as though they can be just like Yahusha. And HaSatan, Hillel, doesn't want that. Hillel doesn't want that. But, just like all things, people have to be willing to walk in that straight line. They have to be willing. They have to be a willing heart to walk in that straight line. A willing heart. So we're going to go back. Remember, I said we got to go back to find out where we are today. So I'm going to go ahead and, matter of fact, this was my my opening scripture last six weeks ago. I'm going to Jeremiah 6:16, which is Jeremiah. But we're going to keep on reading. Starting at verse 16, family. We're going to read all the way down to 30. Matter of fact, these last couple of scriptures, it's going to be a lot of reading. But we're going back. We got to get some understanding. We got to get what happened. These people today is Israel. What happened besides the part that they got? If they have authority over Hosea, how is it that he's able to be the puppet master over them? How is it that they in such a disarray? And this is where we're going to start, family. We still going to go back even further. We're just going to go somewhere right now. We're on a journey with Abba. Yahweh says, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. We will not walk in your ways, Father. We will not search out your ways. I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sounds of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. Therefore, hear, you nations, and know, congregation, what is among them. Hear, earth. Behold, Yahweh is proclaiming something against these people. I'm going to read it. I just got to read it, friend. Hear, earth. Behold, I will bring evil on this people. And that's another thought we have to keep in mind. For all those who believe it's the white man, for all those who believe that it's in everything and we got to march and walk and do everything else, listen to this. Listen to this, Yisrael. I will bring evil on this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened to my words. As for my Torah, they have rejected it. To what purpose does frankincense from Sheba come to me and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, and your sacrifices are not pleasing to me. Therefore, Yahweh says, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people. The fathers and the sons together will stumble against them. The neighbor and his friend will perish. Yahweh says, behold, a people comes from the north country. A great nation will be stirred up from the uttermost part. They take hold of a bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. They have voices. Their voices roar like the sea. And they ride on horses, everyone set in array. As a man to the battle against you, daughter of Zion. We have heard its report. Our hands become feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us. Pains as a woman in labor. Don't go out into the field, nor walk by the way. For the sword of the enemy and terror are on every side. Daughters of my people, clothe yourselves with sackcloth and wallow in ashes. Mourn as for an only son. Most bitter lamentation, for the destroyer will suddenly come upon us. And are we not mourning, family? Are we not mourning? Did your heart not break for that 7-year-old girl who just got shot and killed? survived 2 weeks. Shot, had heard they had to amputate her leg. Shot in the back during a drug transaction with the 7-year-old baby in the back of the car. Hurt me to my heart. Hurt me to my heart. 7-year-old baby. But mercy was shown, if you can understand. Had to do at least 3 to 4 surgeries on a young baby. Gun that big tore her back up. Had to amputate her leg. Yahweh said, no, daughter, come on home. You will not live the rest of your life like that. Mercy was shown to her. It may not seem like it to the family right now, but if you were their family and saw that little baby survive, amputated leg, bowels probably no more good, may not be able to walk, bedridden, and such for the rest of her days. Nah, we serve a merciful, mighty one. Thank you for that, Abba. Thank you. May her soul rest in your shalom. Y'all know I'm messed up. All right, 26. Daughters of my people, clothe yourselves with sackcloth and wallow in ashes. Mourn as for an only son. Most bitter lamentations, for the destroyer will suddenly come on us. I have made you a tester of metals and a fortress among my people, that you may know and try their way. I'm talking about this cruel nation. He made them a tester of metals among us. They are all grievous rebels going around to slander. They are brass and iron. All of them deal corruptly. The bellows blow fiercely. The lead is consumed in the fire. In vain they go on refining, for the wicked are not plucked away. Men will call them rejected silver, because Yahweh has rejected them. See, we're going somewhere, family. Remember, take all of it in consideration. Bring it all together. Keep it at the forefront of your mind where we started off from. And this is Israel. This is Israel. How did they get to a point where Abba had turned his back on them? How did we get to a point where the mighty one of heaven, the one that created all that the eye can see, all that the nose can smell, how did we get like that? But you know what, family? Let's keep going back. Let's keep going back. We didn't read this before. We're going to Devarim 28. We got to get to a place. This is just the introduction, family. Just the introduction. Has happened. If you shall listen diligently, and we're going to read the whole chapter, family. We're going to read the whole chapter. And as we read the chapter, ponder on what's going on. I don't know if y'all hear that phone ringing, but I'm not going to touch it at all. I'm not going to touch it. I'm just going to wait. Give me a moment, family. Somebody is ringing in. I got to set it up to where it's going. We back. And we still on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28:1. It shall happen if you shall listen diligently to Yahweh, your power's voice, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command you today, that Yahweh, your Elohim, will set you on high above all nations, all the nations of the earth. Again, remember what Yahushua said we have. Remember what he gave to us and who we are. And remember this crafty council is taking place and why it's taking place. As we read these blessings, you shall be blessed in the city and you shall be blessed in the field. You shall be blessed in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your animals, the increase of your livestock, and the young of your flock. Your basket and your kneading trough shall be blessed. You shall be blessed when you come in, and you shall be blessed when you go out. Yahweh will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be struck before you. They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. Yahweh will command the blessings on you and your bonds and in all that you put your hand to. He will bless you in the land which Yahweh your power gives you. Yahweh will establish you for a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim and walk in his ways. All the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by Yahweh's name. Let me read that again. All the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by Yahweh's name. That will be, and they will be afraid of you. So, if I keep them from becoming a nation, I ain't got to worry about being afraid of them. Somebody's studying prophecies. Somebody's studying this book that we think is not studying this book. Yahweh will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground, and in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give you. Yahweh will open to you his good treasures in the sky, to give you rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You will lend to many nations, and you will not fall. Yahweh will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only, and you will not be beneath, if you listen to the commandments of Yahweh, your power, which I command you today to observe and to do, and you shall not turn away from any of the words which I command you today, to the right hand or to the left hand, to go after other Elohims, other gods, to serve them. Now the story changes, family. 28:15. Excuse me, Devarim 28:15. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen to Yahweh your power, your power's voice, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come on you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city. Now think about Israel today, family. Look out there in the city today. Not just the city, the world. It's a worldwide curse. You will be cursed in the city, and you will be cursed in the field. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the increase of your livestock, and the young of your flock will be cursed. You will be cursed when you come in, and you will be cursed when you go out. Yahweh will send on you cursings of confusion and rebuke, and in all that you put your hand to do, until you are destroyed, and until you perish quickly because of the evil of your doings by which you have forsaken me. Yahweh will make the pestilence cling to you until he has consumed you from the end of the land, where you go in to possess it. Yahweh will strike you with consumption, with fever and inflammation, with fiery heat, with the sword, with blight, and with mildew. They will pursue you until you perish. Your sky that is over your head will be brass, and the earth that is under your feet will be iron. Yahweh will make the rain of your land powder and dust. It will come down on you from the sky until you are destroyed. Yahweh will cause you to be struck before your enemies. You will go out one way against them and will flee seven ways before them. you will be tossed back and forth all the kingdom of the earth. I'm going to read that again. You will be tossed back and forth from among all the kingdoms of the earth. Your dead body will be food to all birds of the sky and to the animals of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. Yahweh will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with the tumors, with the scurvy, and with the itch of which you cannot be healed. Yahweh will strike you with madness, with blindness, and with astonishment of heart. You will grope at noonday as the blind gropes in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways. You will only be oppressed and robbed always, and there will be no one to save you. You will betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. You will build a house, and you won't dwell in it. You plant a vineyard and not use its fruit. Your ox will be slain before your eyes, and you will not eat any of it. Your donkey will be violently taken away from before your face, and you will not be restored to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and you will have no one to save you. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people. Your eyes will look and fail with longing for them all the day long. There will be no power in your hand. A nation which you don't know will eat the fruit of your ground and all of your work. You will only be oppressed and cursed always. So that the sights that you see with your eyes will drive you mad. Yahweh will strike you in the knees and in the legs with sore boils of which you can be not healed. From the sole of your foot to the crown of your head, Yahweh will bring you and your king, whom you will set over yourselves, to a nation that you have not known, nor your fathers. There you will serve other mighty ones of wood and stone. You will become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the peoples where Yahweh will lead you away. You will carry much seed out into the field and will gather little in, for the locusts will consume it. You will plant the vineyards and dress them, but you will neither drink of the wine nor harvest, because worms will eat them. You will have olive trees throughout all your borders, but you won't anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives will drop off. You will father sons and daughters, but they will not be yours, for they will go into captivity. Locusts will consume all the trees and the fruit of your ground. The foreigner who is among you will mount up above you higher and higher, and you will come down lower and lower. He will lend to you, and you won't lend to him. He will be the head, and you will be the tail. All the curses will come on you and will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you didn't listen to Yahweh, your power's voice, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he have commanded you. They will be for a sign and for a wonder to you and to your offspring forever. Because you don't serve Yahweh, your power, with joyfulness and with gladness of your heart, by reason of the abundance of all the things. Therefore, you will serve your enemies, whom Yahweh sent against you, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and lack of all things. He will put on an iron of yoke on your neck until he has. Yahweh will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as the eagle flies, a nation whose language without you will not understand, a nation of fierce facial expressions that doesn't respect the elderly nor show favor to the young. And they will eat the fruit of your livestock and the fruit of your ground until you are destroyed. They will also won't leave you grain, new wine, or oil, the increase of your livestock, or the young of your flock until they have caused you to perish. They will besiege you in all your gates until your high and fortified walls come down, in which you trusted throughout all your land. They will besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land, which Yahweh, your power, has given you. You will eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, whom Yahweh your has given you, in the siege and in distress with which your enemies will distress you. The man who is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes will be evil toward his brother, toward his wife whom he loves, and toward the remnant of his children whom he has remained, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he will eat, because he has nothing left to him in the siege and in the distress with which your enemy will distress you in all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you whom would not virtue to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye will be evil toward her husband, towards the husband that she loves, toward her son, toward her daughter, toward her young one whom come out from between her feet, and toward her children whom she bears, for she will eat them secretly for lack of all things in that siege and in distress with which your enemy will distress you in your gates. If you will not observe to do all the words of the law, of this law, that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh, your Elohim. Hallelujah. Then Yahweh will make your plagues fearful, and the plagues of your offspring, even the gate plague, the great plagues, and of long duration, and several severe sicknesses, and of long duration. He will bring on you again all the distress of Egypt, which you were afraid of, and they will cling to you. Every sickness not written in the book of this law, Yahweh will bring them on you until you are destroyed. You will be left in few in number, even though you were as the stars of the sky for the multitude, because you didn't listen to Yahweh, your Elohim's voice. It will happen that as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do good, to do you good, and to multiply you, so Yahweh rejoiced over you to cause you to perish and to destroy you. You will be plucked from the land that you are going to possess. Yahweh will scatter you among all peoples from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. There you will serve other gods, which you have not known, you nor your fathers, even wood and stone. Among these nations you will find no ease, and there will be no rest for the sole of your foot. But Yahweh will give you there a trembling heart, failing of eyes, and pining of soul. Your life will hang in doubt before you. You will be afraid night and day, and will have no assurance of your life. In the morning you will say, I wish it were evening. And at evening you will say, I wish it were morning. For the fear of your heart, which you will fear, and for the sights which your eyes will see. Yahweh will bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way of which I told you to you that you will never see it again. There you will sell yourselves into your enemies for male and female slaves, and nobody will buy you. Woo, 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 woo. Family, when you read that and then you take and look at our people today, and look at our people today, when he said you will fear day and night, for fear will consume you. And if we can, if we honest and we look out there in this world today, we look at this world today, and even me, I fear for my son. I fear that his own, our own people may do something to him. I fear that if he gets pulled over by the police and he just so happens that this is a racist cop and my son may not come home. But I have to put that fear away and continue to pray that I will cover him. Because perfect love casts away all fears. That's believing. Believing. But those curses are true. Those curses are real. And there's evidence if you just go out. Just look at your own life. There's evidence. Just look at our neighborhoods. Just look at us throughout this world. There's evidence of who these people are. Who these people are. Never gives me joy when I read Deuteronomy 28. Never gives me joy. But I understand. But we're moving on, family, because we're going somewhere. Now, remember, we had to go back. See what happened. And what happened? There was a covenant made with these people. Moshe is telling them and letting them know, look, if you do right by Yahweh, the world is yours. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. There's nothing in this world is withheld for you or the kings and queens of this world. If you do right by Yahweh. But if you don't do right by Yahweh, you're going to be the least of this world. Your life is going to be in turmoil. And remember, let's keep going back to the beginning of the lesson where we talked about Hillel and these people that he's working with and this crafty council that they're taking together so we will not become a nation. And what is a nation? Something that governs us. That we won't turn back to the law, statutes, and judgments of Yahweh. And that's his goal. If we can stay how we are and never turn back as a nation, he's fine with that. But we know we must turn back as a nation. So we're going to move on. I'm going to Devarim 29. We're going to continue to see what happened. How did we get into this situation? Devarim 29, starting at verse 16, we're going to read down to 29. And we have one more scripture after that, family. That is Deuteronomy 29. For if you know how we live in the land of Mitzrayim, and how we came through the middle of the nations through which you passed, and you have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, and silver and gold, which are among them. Lest there should be among you man, woman, family, or tribe whose heart turns away today from Yahweh, our power, to go to serve the gods of those nations. Lest there should be among you a root that produces bitter poison. And it happened when he hears the word of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have shalom, peace. So I walked in stubbornness of my heart to destroy the moist with the dry. Yahweh will not pardon him, but then Yahweh's anger and his jealousy will smoke against that man, and all that curse that is written in the book will fall on him, and Yahweh will blot out his name from under the sky. And Yahweh will set him apart for evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that is written in this book of the Torah, of the law. The generation to come, your children whom will rise up after you, and the foreigner who will come from a far land will say, when they see the plagues of this of that land and the sickness which with which Yahweh has made it sick, and that all its land is sulfur and salt and burning that is not sown, doesn't produce nor does any grass grow in it, like the overthrow of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zebulun, in which Yahweh overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Even all nations will say, why has Yahweh done thus to this land? What does the heat of this great anger mean? Then men will say, because they abandoned the covenant of Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers, which he had made with them when he brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim. See, that's one thing we got to remember, too. They know that we abandoned the covenant of Yahweh. They know that. They know that if we stay in our disobedience, that they will have rule over us. They know, as long as we can keep them from becoming a nation and obeying those laws, statutes, and judgments, they will be in power. They know that. We just read that. They asked these nations, hey, what's going on with those Israelites? Man, they were the king of the world. What's going on? They look like they're falling from grace. Therefore, Yahweh's anger burned against this land to bring on it all the curses that are written in this book. Yahweh rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation, and thrust them into another land as it is today. The secret things belong to Yahweh, our power, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this Torah. Family, Hallel knows that nothing will be withheld from us. If we do what Abba asks us to do, he knows the secrets that all these men and women want to know. Guess what? It belongs to us, Israel. It's ours. They want it. But it belongs to us. They want the secrets of the Shamayim, the heavens. They want it. But it belongs to us. So they make up all these hypotheses. They're guessing. I heard the foolish thing today. Matter of fact, I read it. The sister holler, I don't believe in the Bible because man read the Bible. I believe in scientists. What? You still believing in man. You don't believe in the word because you say the man wrote the word, but you won't believe in scientists, but you're believing in the man still. Foolishness. And she thought that was deep. Thought she was saying something. But the scientists want the secrets of the universe. They want the secrets of this world. You know, they want the secrets. They want to understand this word. They want to understand this Torah. So they study it. Study this Torah. I just spoke to a Jewish lady just yesterday. And she and found out that I was Hebrew. And she's like, I study. You know that there are men in Israel that all they do is sit and study the word, that's their livelihood, that they poor men, and even starting from a young age, 13 years old, and that's their livelihood is just to study the word of Yahweh. But they don't know. They still don't know. They take all day long, and they sit and they study. They go and can. And that's what I had a dream about that, though, family. My brothers can contest that who I told the dream to. Earlier yesterday, I told the dream to Ahab El and Brother Yaki El Rabbi. Earlier yesterday. But later on that night, the sister told me that. The woman told me that. That that's what the Orthodox do in Israel. They sit and study. But me and Yaakov had a conversation about that earlier. But Yahweh said, I'm going to show you. Wait before you get there. I'm going to give you a dream about it. So you can go and you can do what I need you to do. You can stay on this path of restoration. But they don't know. They don't know. And she sat there and she told me about 8-something last night that is men in Israel from a child 13 years old, that's all they do is study. And that's their livelihood. That's their job, to study the word of Yahweh. You can study it till you're blue in the face, as what we started off with. If you do not have the spirit of Yahweh, you will not know his word. You will not know who Abba is, point blank, if Yahweh's spirit does not show you that, show you who he is. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. But Dabarim 29:29, once again, the secret things belongs to Yahweh, our Elohim, our Elohim, our Elohim. The secret things belong to Yahweh, our Elohim. But the things that are revealed belongs to us and to our Yaladid children forever, that we may do all the words of this Torah. Keep his instructions. Keep his instructions. But somebody know that, family. Last chapter, last verse, still in Dabarim, family, Deuteronomy, but we moved over one more to 30. We're only going through 1-4. It shall happen when all these things have come on you, the blessings and the curse. Hold up, Moshe. You're speaking future tense, as you already know that it's going to happen. Just a thought. It shall happen when all these things have come on you, the blessings and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where Yahweh, your Elohim, has driven you. Whoa. So you didn't already prophesy that we're going to be disobedient, we're going to be hard-headed, but you're going to call it to mind in your captivity. We read that this past Shabbat. And Baruch, in their captivity, that they shall remember me. Somebody know that. Somebody knows that in their captivity that they're going to come to mind. It shall happen when all these things have come on you, the blessings and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where Yahweh, your power, has driven you in your captivity. So you see, Baruch pulled from Moshe. That's where he pulled that thought from. He pulled that from there. And return to Yahweh your power and obey his voice according to all that I command you today. You children, with all your heart and with all your soul. And remember what we talked about earlier about that one with that's in the Lamb's Book of Life with that. How his name is highlighted. He got that smiley face. Because listen to Moshe. He didn't say what Yahweh commanded. It's what I command you. What I command you. He's going into that relationship. He understands where he's at. In Abba. And you return to Yahweh your power and obey his voice according to all that I command you today. You and your children with all your heart and with all your soul, then that Yahweh, your power, will release you from your captivity and have compassion on you and return and will return and gather you from all the peoples where Yahweh, your power, has scattered you. And that's it. It was 1-3, friend. It was 1-4. 1-3. Remember. Go back. Listen to it again. Understand. The restoration of this people. We must understand where we came from, where we fell from. We must understand that where we fell from is that Hallel is now working against us, so we can never return back. And this thing been going on for at least 5,000 years since the inception of this nation, Yisrael. He do not want us to return back to what thus saith Yahweh. He do not want us to come into our right mind and our right standard with Abba, whereas though we know and understand that we have power. But for those who understand who they are, for those who are back in the good graces of Yah, understand that you have a power and authority over Hallel and all sickness. Well, once we get our faith right, we're recurring diseases. Not like these phony evangelists out here. Not like these charlatans. We're recurring diseases once our faith get right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. We end with a prayer. Shabbat shalom, Abba. Thank you once again for guiding us and taking us on a journey through your word, Father, because your word transcends. It starts from Adam until the last human being on this earth, Father. The last human being. You have put a time frame on your word, Father. And we at the end of the week, Father. We at the end of the week, getting ready for your great Shabbat to come. So continue to watch over Yisrael, Father. Continue to rise up in your nation, Father, so we can bring back your nation, so your nation can be represented here. And for those who come into the understanding, allow them to continue to be ambassadors to your word, Father, and to your kingdom. In Yahushua's name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family.